The snow blew in and up over the Great Lakes starting last weekend, and it's still coming. It's caught northern Ohio, especially, still with the leaves unraked and the porch furniture still sitting out. An early November snowstorm has brought a couple of feet of snow to towns like Chardon, 20 miles east of Cleveland. Lois Stiverson runs the Bostwick's Hardware Store in Chardon. It's been a busy couple of days, people rushing to buy what they need for winter all of a sudden.
Snow shovels, snow blowers, lamp oil, lamp wicks, because we had a power outage in the area. And actually, some of the people I understand still don't have power today. This started at 9 o'clock p.m. on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
They're still out of it in some places.
Mm-hmm. So lamp oil and wicks, batteries?
D batteries. Big sale on D batteries because of flashlights and that.
Do you have any snow blowers left?
Nope, we sold the last one today.
What about generators? Would you have generators?
We don't have any in stock, but I'll tell you what, we're going to as soon as we can get them in here. But we called our warehouse yesterday, and they are out of them in the Cleveland area, so I don't foresee getting those too quickly.
Goodness, how much would a generator cost?
Anywhere from $479 on up to $600 and some.
And how's the staff been doing there at the store? Have you had time for lunch today?
Actually, no. One of the girls happened to bake a delicious breakfast cake, and we just had some of that not more than half an hour ago.
You know what surprises me, Ms. Stiverson, is that people in this town, where I know you get a lot of snow, they're just like everybody else. They're waiting to the last minute.
Yeah, this happens. I don't know what it is. I guess part of the problem is that this is a little bit earlier for this much snow to start. Usually you don't have a real heavy snow till around Thanksgiving time or that. And, I mean, this is enormous for this time of the year. And let's hope the whole winter isn't like this.
Now, how much snow do you get in Chardon?
Last year we had 160 inches, and that wasn't a real heavy year. We've had 200, 300 plus inches already.
So you're in sort of a snow belt.
This is the snow capital, supposedly, of Northeast Ohio, they tell me. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Did you grow up there?
I'm from Paynesville, which is just about 12 miles north of here.
Yeah. So great in the wintertime if you're a kid, right?
If you're a kid and you like winter, I wasn't too fond of it. No idea why I still live here, to tell you the truth.
What about sleds and those saucer things that kids slide on? You sell a lot of those?
Yeah, we have quite a few, and we do sell them. And as a matter of fact, we had a few calls today for those. Usually closer to Christmas time and that, those start going out. Have a good time with that sale, too, because we'll run out of, like, snow tubes and that. They're wild about snow tubes.
What are snow tubes?
It's like a great big overgrown inner tube.
Oh, yeah. Will this snow stay until, is this it? You've seen the ground for the last time till April?
No, not necessarily. It kind of depends. But I know 2 years ago when it snowed so in December, the day after Christmas, we got 19 inches in one day. We didn't see the ground again until it finally did go away in April.
Good, Ms. Stiverson. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Hope you have a white Christmas coming up.
We do, too. You, too.
Lois Stiverson, manager of Bostwick's True Value Hardware in Chardon, Ohio.